Nochmal aufgetan. Im Mischkachno. Tanne, so vorhin der Tanne, that learns. The also that says it's also. Have minir is what? That if a guy touches the wine even with his feet, the wine becomes also. The chur have minir is even also by no. Kirebi Nosin, like Reb Nosin Shita, is so asrino, afidu bano, I'll say this one is even also bano, that's what I would say. So the chur, this is not like, Nosin is not like our first Mishnah, not like the second Mishnah. Because our first Mishnah, the Mishnah is showing us clearly that a Jew is allowed to be Dorach with the guy together. And the first Mishnah held that at the time when you're pressing the grapes, it's not called wine at all. The gas, when the wine is still in the vat, the Mishnah Rishon held is not called wine at all. It's first called wine when it leaves the vat and goes into the bor in front of the vat. So the Chur is not like the Mishnah Rishon. Maybe it's like the Mishnah Achreinu though. According to Mishnah Achreinu, Rav Huna said that it's called wine right away. As soon as the wine, the juice, leaves the grapes, right away it's considered yain. Maybe over here it's like being separated, the juice from the grapes. So now the Shailer is, when the guy is tramping on it, is it mutar asa? The question was, though, that the Mishnah Achreinu said clearly it's also. It's also a question, what was the Shailah? We had before that the Mishnah Achreinu said, they were chayzer and said, ein dorchim im ovi kechavim, begas, mishum de rafun, because of rafuna. And therefore, what does it mean, mishum de rafuna? The rafuna says, as soon as the wine starts to separate from the grapes, it's called wine already, and therefore, when the guy steps on it, he's making it yayin nesach. So Chura, this Shaila now is not like Mishnah Rishon, not like the Mishnah Achreinu. As the Mishnah Achreinu said clearly that it's also. Yeah, so we'll see. So far, Shmuel had a doubt what to say the Locher is. Maybe we hold like, if you find the time like Reb Nosin, so Chura Reb Nosin will come out good, that's the Mishnah Achreinu. As the Mishnah Achreinu said it's also. Asrinu and Afilu Bano, even Bano, I'll tell you it's also. Why the time you learned like this? Modadu. Let's say a guy came to measure a barrel of wine. He wanted to see how much wine is left in the barrel. So instead of using a stick to put the measuring stick, he put his hand into the barrel to see how much wine, how deep it is. So it says, Bein biyad bein beregel, whether the guy used his hand to measure this barrel, or whether he used his foot to measure it, so yimacher, the Tanakama holds it's still mutter b'hano, you're allowed to sell it. It's mash mitzasa b'shtiyon, but I call upon him yimacher. Why can you sell it? I, the guy, touched the wine. The Torah says, Rashi says, t'lay miskavein l'nafech. He did not have kavana to make nisach here. We know for sure what he's doing here. He put his hand into the wine to measure it. But since we know for sure the guy has no intentions of making nisach to worship his avodah zarah with it, therefore it's mutar b'hano, therefore yimacher. But mashma, a Jew itself should not drink it though. Peshti it's also. Just yimacher, you're allowed to sell it. Rabbi Nosna, Rabbi Nosna says it depends. Biyad also. If the guy used his hands to measure the swine, then mashma says even also b'hano. But b'rego mutter. But if he does it with his feet, with his foot, then it's mutter. It's mutter with his foot. So it's a very, it's a kasha, what the halviminer is. The Mora says now, Shmuel, find the time the passing like Reb Nosin, he would say it's also. But Reb Nosin says clearly here that Beregel is Mutter. So Tzayis speaks out that the question is, Beregel here, he just puts his foot down and he does not shake his foot. So since he did not move his foot, here Reb Nosin says it's Mutter. But Av Miner is though, if he would make a Shichshuch, if he would move his foot, then Reb Nosin wouldn't make Xera. Moving your foot in the wine is just like moving your hands, then we make it also b'hano. So that's not mean by us. We're talking about now that the guy is pressing down on the grapes with his feet. He's trampling on the grapes. So he's for sure moving his feet back and forth. So the half mean is according to Reb Nosin, even a shichshuch beregel would also make the wine also. And this the Gemara answers back and says, no, there's no proof. Maybe, Eimer di Yomer Rebbe Nosin, when does Reb Nosin say that even shaloi de kavona, it's also b'hano v'yad, only with your hand? Because with your hand, that's the normal way to make a real shichshuch, a real nisach, is to really with your hand, shake your hand in the wine. So therefore we're making zera any time the hand of a guy touches our wine, the wine becomes also b'hano even. But v'regu miyoma, with a foot, we never see that Reb Nosin says it's also b'hano. Maybe even if the guy takes his feet and shakes his feet in the wine, Since, like we had before, it's not a derech nistach beregel, usually goyim do not shake their feet in the wine. That's not the normal way they worship there by the Zorah. With the yayin, maybe Rav Nosson Hill holds, it's never osa banor, only osa b'shtiya. Therefore, you have no proof that according to Rav Nosson, in our case, where the goy is trotting on top of the grapes, the wine, that it will become real yayin nistach. Miyomi never said it. So what's Shmuel's doubt here? Shmuel's like this. Ella, rather, Shmuel had a doubt like this. Ella di mishkach no tana di shori. Maybe a farther tana with Shepaskin, like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon Shita, and a shara filu b'shtiyah. Then I'll even say this one is even mutter b'shtiyah to drink it. Like Rashi brings down that Rabbi Shimon's case is, it's a Mishnah later, about nofal labor, that somebody fell into the bor, into the pit, ditch of wine, viola, and the guy went down there to pick him up. So B'Shimon Matarach B'Shtiyah, B'Shimon holds, even though the guy put his hands into this bore of wine, still the wine is Mutar B'Shtiyah even. Because we know clearly what the guy was doing there. He went there to save somebody, to pick something up out of the bore. He did not put his hands there, Amanas to Manaseach. So if we have intention to do something else, so therefore it's Mutar B'Shtiyah. Therefore, Shmuel had a doubt, who do we pass like? Do we pass like Rav Shimon that this wine out that the guy was Dorach, pressed the grapes, should even be Mutar B'Shtiyah? Or maybe no, maybe for some reason it's also. Really like the Mishnah Achrona said. The Mishnah Achrona said that since the wine, is like Rafuna, as soon as the wine separates from the grapes, it's called wine. So if a guy tramples on top of the grapes, he makes it Yayin Nesach. Mashmu do make a Zerah of Regel Otu Biyad. So according to Mishnah Achrona, it'd be yosa to drink, could even be yosa maybe bahanor. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, who ofdu, there was a case, to have the birum, in this city birum, to who oivik echovim, this guy, to have it called solak bedikla. He was going up a palm tree, the yaisi luliva bahadei, and he was holding a leaf, a palm leaf, he was holding a lulav in his hand. Now, Bahadi de Konochas, when he was coming down from the tree, Noga Veroisha Dululiva. It's a big shalom what the Girsur is. So the Basta, the Girsur is Veroisha Dululiva, the Chamra. That the tip of his lulav, the palm branch, that's what touched the Jewish wine, a Jewish barrel of wine. So he touched the Shle de Kavona. He had no intentions to really touch it. He was just coming down the tree. There happened to be a barrel of wine. Then it happened to be that his lulav touched the wine. So Chura comes out to double heter, really. It's a negiya shle de kavona, and a negiya idei dover acher. It's not even the guy's own hand. It's idei dover acher. That's the way the portion of the girsur is. Toys has a tzad to change the girsur. Toys doesn't know that his hands, Toys says that his hand alone touched it. Toys just ends off. The kachnu ben atam, girsur ben chanano, vichus gderlus. They're not gersh with the tip of the lulav. Rather, the gersa should be that the guy himself touched the wine. But we'll go with our gersa. Rashi's gersa is the Bach. So we're talking about now that the guy touched the wine with his lulav. And therefore, it was shlad b'kavona, so shah yirav lizvud l'ad b'chavim. Rav held its mutter b'hanor. Mashma b'shtiyah, to drink it yourself, it's also. But I called upon him to sell it to a guy, he held it with mutter. That's what Rav did. Omru le... Now on this, Omru le, Rav Kana, Rav Asi, le Rav. Both Rav Kana, Rav Asi, both said to Rav, for Hamaru diyam, listen, you yourself, Rav, you yourself, Paskin, that Tinek ben Yoimai, who I say Yayin Esach, and who they ask him even stronger. Why do you say you're allowed to sell it to a guy? Why do you say that it's mutabano? You yourself said that if a guy, one day old, a kid, that does not know how to worship Avodah Zarah, doesn't know what he's doing, so when he touches the wine, for sure it's called a negiya shle de kavona. He doesn't know what he's doing. So by him touching the wine, it's like an older person, shle de kavona. And still you said that it makes oisa yai nesach, which is Poshet Mashmas, even also Bano. Rashi says, Almo, Leibin and Kavona. He did not have to have Kavona. So, of course, it's theory in Rav. Why here do you say if the guy touched it? It's, you're allowed to sell it. And here, when the kid touches it, you say it's even us banu. That's Tosis' problem. Al Girsa, what's the big problem? Maybe here it's a double heter. It's a negiyah de dover acher. When does Rav say his first halacha that it's also, that's where he touched it alone? That's where the kid himself with his own hands touched the wine. But over here, according to Al Girsa, the guy didn't even touch the wine. He was holding the lulav, and the lulav touched the wine. That's why Ben Tan changes the Girsa. We're talking about the guy himself touched it. But otherwise, what you have to say is, that the dover acher is just like your hand. It's called an extension of your hand. What you're holding in your hand is also called a negiyah. So Gemara asked the question, according to you, Rav, that when even the one day old boy, a guy, touches the wine, it makes it yai nezek tzasa bano, you make gzera any time a guy touches wine. It's called yai nesach. Here also, even though the guy touched the shleid the kavana, should also be also even bano. So Amalhus, Rav answered back, Ema di Amriano, when did I say my alocha? Bishti also, even when the kid touches the wine, I only meant to say it's also bishtiya. For the shtiya were very machmir, you have the gzera. But the anor mi amri, I never said banor, the yisr anor, they're a bottom will make them. The yisr anor has to only be on the person that's a bar nisach. Now we have to be afraid, maybe he was menaseh this wine. But any time the guy touches it, shalai de kavona, or else, let's say he's a one-day-old kid, or else that's the big shalal alocha bizman hazeh, that goyim are not over avoid the zorah today, it's not a derech to make nisach anymore. Like we know for sure they do not make nisach, so the good stuff is say it's mutabano today. There are a shit to learn today, yai nisach is mutabano, like this Gemara. According to Rav, when a kid touches the wine, today our goyim are like kids. They don't have das, they're not rogum, and be menaseh l'shem avoid the zorah. If they would touch our wine, it would still be mutar b'hano. I'm not saying l'maisa, but there are a lot of shitas like that. Yeah. So therefore, there's no steer in Rav. The Rav only said that if a kinnik touches it, it's only yasa b'shtiyah, but it's mutar b'hano. Gufa, what did we just say? Gufa, Amar Rav, Rav said, kinnik ben yoimav, you have a kid, a goyish kid, one day old. I say yai nesek, if he touches wine, even though he has no intentions, as a bigger heter, he doesn't even know what he's doing. He doesn't even know that he's touching wine. Still, it's also b'shtiyah but mutar b'hano. Eisrei, I have a question. Eisrei Rav Simi bar Chiya l'Rav says that the sefto halakeyach avodim min oyde kechavim. If a Jew buys a slave off a goy, shemolo, true, the Jew or the goy already like started to convert him. He made a mila, but v'lo tavlo. Did not make a tefillah, and therefore so forth, it's nothing. The goy is still a goy. The Rashi says, "Tekaimlon biyavomis liyola meinager archiyim over yitzvul." A goy cannot become a Jew until he has two things: there has to be a mila and a tefillah. So far, this goy is still a goy. V'chein the same thing b'nei hashvachos. The b'nei hashvach, that's a bigger chiddush. Rashi says shvachos means a Jew owns a shivcha, shivcha kenanis. So Rashi says, "Afar pi shenol de beis Yisrael." Even though the Jew already owned the Shivcha, and when she gives birth now, the kid is born in the house of the Israel. And v'legodlu ben ha'chavim did not grow up between the Goyim. So it's a little bit better. But still, we're talking about now where the mother did not become a Jew yet. She was not Mizgar yet. Therefore, this kid now, even though he's brought up in a Jewish house, he has a Jewish background, still boy milo tefillah. Without having a new bris milo and a tefillah, it's nothing. We're talking about where you did not make the mother of the Shivcha, you were not tevel of L'shem Yadus, or even L'shem Avdus. Because normally when you buy a Shivcha Kenanis, you're tevel of, and she has a lot of a Jewish Shivcha Kenanis, that she's mechuyev a mitzvah, like an Isha upon him. See, we did not even do that much, that the mother is still a complete Shiksa. Therefore, the kid is also a goy until you give him a mila and a tefillah. Rashi says, "Di tevel ima." Because if the mother had a tefillah ready, in a lamalu tefillah, what do you have to have a tefillah for? It's in the sign from Rashi, Mashma, the kid needs a milu though. That he would need, but not a tefillah. That's a question. The Chur, once you table the mother, she has a lach like a Jew. So now the kid that's born, he's called a Jewish boy, even without milu. Alright, not going to do that. Our company here, we're talking about now, that the Shivcha was a Shiksa still. So therefore, we have a Chain B'nei HaShvachas. If the Shivcha that's working by you, by Jew, gives birth, so again, Shemolo, that you went and made a milah now, but for Leitovlu, he did not have a tefillah. So, these two kids now are called Goyim Gemurim. Therefore, the locker is
Roitin u'medrosu m'shutomei. With the Rabbon and the Gevaloch, all Goyim have tumas zav on them. Therefore, the spit that comes out of them is tomei u'medrosu. If they sit on anything, on a chair, or sleep on it, it becomes tomei. Even though the kid's only a tinnik, and even though he's on the way to become a Jew, they made a milah l'shem yadis. But since they didn't make a tefillah yet, it's nothing. The Yarmulah, some say no Torah. Some say in such a case, since this kid is aiming to become a Jew, so in this case, or Rav Rashi Rebbe says, because it's a milsad l'shchia, it doesn't happen in these cases that you have a kid in between the milah and the tefillah, so la gozer by Rabbanim. They hold, the Rabbanim did not make the gzera. They say this kid is still Torah. What about Yenim? Let's say this kid now touches our wine. So Gedolim, if he's an older boy, we'll soon see what that means. Oysim Yainesach. But Kitanim ain't Oysim Yainesach. This is a Kashan Rav. Here it says that since the kid's a Katan, it does not make Yainesach. And it says now, V'yeluhem Gedolim, V'yeluhem Kitanim. What's called an older boy? And what's called a younger one? So it's like this. Gedolim means Yoidim Betir Avores Kechavim Umisham Sheol. Doesn't make a difference how old he is. Just means he knows what it means to worship the Avodah Zarah. He had chinuch, he was taught, he went to church, he went to worship. It could be 10 years old, it could be 20 years old. But it has to be that he has shaykhus, he knows how to worship. It means he actually worshipped already the Avodah Zarah. Then if he touches our wine, we have to be afraid, even though we do not see him make nisach, we do not see him actually pour the wine or shake the wine, still there's the gzeres. Anytime he touches the wine itself, it becomes osabano. But kitanim, young ones, meaning einam yoidim betiv avos kechavim or misham sheo, because he does not know what it means to worship. Then he never worshipped the avodah zarah yet. He wasn't taught this way. He's not used to it. So in such a case, when he touches our wine, it does not become yai nesach. Zechura kitani miyas gedolim in kitanim loy. So clearly, only older goyim and not younger ones. So it's a kashan rav. Rav says before, if a tinnik ben yoima touches the wine, it makes it yai nesach. Al koponim, it's also bishtiya. We came out, maybe it's not also bano, but bishtiya for sure it's also. And here it's mashmo, that it does not make anything. Mashmo, the wine is even muta bishtiya. So from this place, it's a kashan rav. So Moses says, tirgumo, now I'll answer like this, tirgumo abnei shvachas. It could be that though we say kitanim. Do not make Yai Nesach is only here by Bnei Shvachas. Bnei Shvachas have a milah that the Shivcha is brought up in a Jewish house. So now when she gives birth, since this kid is born by a Jew, even though he's a guy, but still he's more korov to Yiddishkeit, and he has no shaykhus at all to Avodah Zarah. So in such a case like this, that the Sefer says, he does not make Yai Nesach at all. It's Bechlal is lo Shchiach, and he has no shaykhus to Avodah Zarah, here it's better. So Mor says, no, well, v'chein kamar, it's a clearly v'chein b'nei ha-shvachas. Mashmah, the b'nei shvachas have the exact same halacha as the b'nei avodim, the regular guy. So Mor says, no, maybe a roikin a medrashin. That it says is equal only means on that tumah of roikin medrash, that still applies to this kid. Since he's still a guy, that's a life plug. Any guy has tumas medrash. But in the geyat hilchas yai nesach, here there's a difference. So what does it depend? Hanich lamandu yom etomei, if they say the what, that is tomei is good. El lamandu yom etomei, but if he goes even in the ratio, by regular evid, that his kid is tor, samayik lameima. What do you have to tell me? V'chein b'nei shvachas trita, maduch the evid, that was born by a goy, and has a goyish achinuch. His kid, his roikin, is tor, because he made a meal already, so pshita the b'nei shvachas. What's the v'chein? The kid cannot only go on Reikin and Medrosan. The Lord has to go back to Loch of Yai Nesach. So Gemara says, no, maybe Hoka Mashman, this is what the Bryce did to Sefkamit to teach us. That Avodim Dum Yud Bnei Shvachas. That the kids of these Avodim are talking about the same case as the Bnei Shvachas. Ma Bnei Shvachas Molav Loitavlu. Who do Yaisin Yai Nesach? Only in the case where it was Molov Loitavlu, since they did not have a tefillah, they're not a Jew, that's when it makes the Yai Nesach. But Molov Atavlu Loit, but once they have a Mila and a tefillah, even though before this he was a guy, he does not make Yai Nesach. So I would have thought to say, maybe only the Bnei Shvachas have this Mila. The Chiddush is no, Af Avodim, the same head applies to Avodim. That's what the Vechein goes on. Af Avodim Ken, Avodim also have the same malacha.
What's the chiddush? Well, some say the chiddush is liyafukim with Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. This is not like Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel says. To yom Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. If you buy a guy, a goyish a slave, or for another guy, see all the locker is like this. Even though now when the Jew buys the slave, he makes him into a Jew. He makes a milen a tefillah on him, he makes him into a Jew. Still you should know he holds, if this Eved now will touch your wine, the wine will have an issa yayin nesach on it. Why? Because we're afraid, even though he became a Jew now, but his chinuch, he was used to worshipping Avodah Zarah. So we have to be afraid he will still be menasech the wine. So the wine is still lost of Anor. Ad until shetishka avodas yichov mipiyam. Until we see, it could take a year or two, until he loses the Avodah Zarah completely. Even though right now he wanted to become a Jew, or not even wanted to. Yes. The master forced him. He's an Eved. So the true, it's Chal the Geirus, he becomes a Nebuchadnezzar Kanani, but as far as Hilchus Yai Nesach, we have to be afraid he'll still have a taiga to make Yai Nesach. That's Rav Nachman's halacha. So Kamashmo, this Tosefta, not like Rav Nachman. Our Tosefta holds no. You should know, even B'nai Avodim, even though they had Shaykhis to worshipping Avodah Zarah, they Gedolim, but you should know, it's only also because they did not have a Tefillah or a Milah. But when they have both a tefillah and a milah, that you make them into a Jew, we hold as soon as it becomes a Jew, right away, if he touches our wine, it's mutter, does not become yai nesach. The Tosefta is teaching us, not like Rav Nachman. Kamash mulan delay, kamash mulan no, not like Rav Nachman, that the wine that this guy, that this Jew now, touches, does not become yai nesach. The Gemara says, Gufa, what we just say before, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, what's his halacha? What does Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel say? Halakeach avodim minod gavim. If you buy a slave, a guy, a slave off a guy. See, hold off al pishim ol betovlu, even though you made your Eved into a Jew, you gave him a mila and a tefillah, still oisin yayin esach, if this Jew now, your slave, will touch your wine, it'll become osavanot, has a lach of yayin esach. Until they completely forget about the Avodah Zarah, they do not even talk about it, what they used to worship. The Kama, how long is this? How long do you have to wait? Until it's considered he completely forgot it? I'm going to be sure of a it's a full year. Even though he becomes a Jew, he wants to be Eved Hashem, but still, he doesn't forget what he was taught before so easy. We have to wait a full year before his wine is called Yayin Kosher. Eisvei Rabbi Rav Nachman. So Rabbi asked the question to Rav Nachman, is it true what you're saying? It says again, this Tosef, it says, Halakeach avodim minodik chavim. If a Jew buys now a slave off a guy, Shemol lo b'loy tovlo. That this guy has a meal already, they started to convert him, but b'loy tovlo, they didn't finish it. They did not make a tefillah. He has no tefillah. So he's still considered a guy. V'chein, the same thing again by B'nei Hashvachis, there's a Chiddush. Even though the Shivcha, she's a Goya, she had no tefillah, but she was brought up in a Jewish house. Again, and she has a kid, Shemol of Leitovu, that the Master yet did not make a complete Geirus. He only made Mila, but no tefillah yet. The locker is Reikun and Medrosan Bashuk is Tumming. That this kid has locked like a regular Goy, and therefore the spit that comes out of him, or the